WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives. I'm talking with Jeff Vermeulen. He is the director of the J.D. Brown Center for Entrepreneurship here at York College. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
I don't do very many interviews with Jeffs. I don't know why that is.
Just can't forget who I am.
That's right. If I do, I'm really in trouble. All right. What brought you to York College? And you know, I try to do that with just about everybody. I want to find out what got them here at York College.
Sure thing. My career wasn't always in higher education.
Okay.
Had the good fortune while a senior at Temple University. I met my wife there.
Okay.
Also had the opportunity to intern for a member of Congress at the time. While with the congressman, I met a lot of great people in our community, including our Chamber of Commerce president, who upon my graduation had a position for me there at the Chamber. So I got to see firsthand how small businesses were run and how economic development takes place in communities. And we were right outside of Philadelphia at the time.
Right.
Fast forward a number of years, I actually became the president of that Chamber of Commerce. My wife has a position, works from home, but her company is based in Tampa, Florida. Manager at the time asked for us to come down. I landed a job with the University of South Florida where they liked my small business development and economic development experience. They were launching a business incubator system in Polk County, Florida. I love the work. I love the environment. I love working with the students, the community, faculty, administration, and really much, very much enjoyed it. My wife, however, did not. Long story short, we made the move. She wanted to move back to Pennsylvania, and I told her that would be great. I want to kind of continue doing some of the work that I'm doing. Sure enough, the Brown Center position, 2 hours outside of Philadelphia, that was kind of our radius, opened, and we've been here now 6 years.
All right. Well, that's great. That's a great story. Yeah. We all know who decides where we live.
It's pretty obvious. We're loving it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Brown Center for Entrepreneurship. It has not been around for a very long time.
Correct. It predated my arrival by a couple of different years, but prior to me coming in 2010, the location was actually off campus. When I got here, we had the good fortune of cutting the ribbon on the Kings Mill Depot,
right,
which is off of Kings Mill Road, part of the North Campus, behind kind of the Kinsley Engineering
right.
Center on the other side of the tracks. And really, that's part of, we call our three-legged stool. So that's both the home for the center. It also houses our 10,000-square-foot incubator, which is, we'll call it leg one. We've got, you know, four or five companies in there that we're incubating, couple from the outside, a couple that were student run. Like I said, like one of the stool, leg two. Our work, we endeavor to create a culture of entrepreneurship here on campus. Do that through a number of programs, namely our elevator pitch contest, where students have the opportunity to pitch business ideas to a panel of judges, and we can work with them from there to hopefully get them off the ground, seed them with some capital and so forth. Thirdly, we're looking to work with our community and to create a culture of entrepreneurship and really to deploy academic resources in the community to help accelerate business. And there's a number of opportunities, programs that we do to leverage that.
Talking with Jeff Vermeulen, director of the J.D. Brown Center for Entrepreneurship here at York College. Why does York College want to be in the entrepreneurship business? Why do we want to have a business incubator? Why is that so important to the college community?
It's a really great question, and I want to say it was probably part of a vision that George Waldner had for the campus. That, you know, I worked under George before Dr. Gunter Smith came on board, and I think at the time we had a couple of different trustees that some might have been engineers that were successful in business,
right.
Some that might have been realtors in real estate business, but they all identified as entrepreneurs. And I think Dr. Waldner and the trustees had a vision that this, you hear that word a lot now, and we were able to kind of stake our claim to entrepreneurship and being in the higher education entrepreneurship space really before just about anybody here in the South Central region. So I think it was visionary, and I think Dr. Waldner saw it as an opportunity to really not only just help the students hopefully create a job for themselves and something that they love, but also to see it as a way to maybe have some community engagement and to kind of stimulate, be a catalyst for economic growth here in York.
It certainly has garnered a lot of attention, especially recently. Governor Wolf is here, obviously. His ties to York County, his ties to York College. Yeah. But how do you market yourself? How do you let people know about what's going on?
It's a great question. I can tell you, it's been really kind of neat to see since the day one when I got here how interested the Central Penn Business Journal, for example, is in what we're doing. You mentioned Governor Wolf. We've had the Secretary of Labor and Industry from the Wolf administration down to see us. At one point, we hosted 18 state House members from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I want to say that our elected officials really have an interest in seeing businesses grow and how we're doing it. How are we leveraging academic talent to make that happen here in York? So it's happened very organically. Having a communications department here on campus doesn't hurt.
Sure.
But when we put a press release out, if it's something that we're doing and it's featuring work that's happening here in York, it seems to have legs.
What role do students on the campus play at the Brown Center? That might be a little hard for us to kind of get our hands around how they're going to be involved.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate the opportunity to speak because I think that that's an opportunity we'd like to see expanded.
Okay.
To date, we've had great success working with our neighbors in the Kinsley Engineering Center. The types of companies that we're currently incubating tend to fall into information technology or engineering right. kinds of disciplines. So computer science, computer engineering, electrical engineering, and even to some extent chemistry and bio have students have had the opportunity to come on down and really an intern and get some experience with these companies. And it's really kind of interesting because it's not the same type of internship that a computer science student would get with, say, Johnson Controls, a Fortune 500 company. These are fledgling startup companies. So they're working with decision makers, chief cooks, and bottle washers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, some feel comfortable and are inspired to go ahead and do it themselves, and others maybe not so much. We've also got students who have participated in our pitch contest that have won that are now incubating their companies with us.
And they're housed right on your site.
Correct.
And what do you provide to them when they're housed on your site?
Yeah, so our student incubees, if you will, incubator client companies are afforded the same rights and privileges of a paying client company of ours, space in an innovative, collaborative space where they're side by side with other smart people working through problems, and sometimes those types of networks can help. Collaboration, access to our network. We've got a series of friends of the college that have an interest in working with small business owners to help them get off the ground. We've got a council of entrepreneurs, people that are in business that are now giving back of their time. We also have some friends and with the Ben Franklin Technology Partners, which is the Commonwealth's kind of venture arm. We've seen some access to capital occur through some of the networks we have here at the college.
All right, so if a student's got an idea, what do they have to do? Obviously, the elevator pitch is an important thing, but there's more to just, you got to have more than just the pitch. You got to have the idea after that, too.
You got it. It's the students that have been successful in our pitch contest, Jeff, over the last 4 or 5 years are the ones that have come to the table, maybe with something a little further along, say, than just a pie in the sky idea. There are actually our judges that serve in that role for us are looking for viable options. They kind of come to that table thinking of themselves as potential investors in this business, and can they see a potential return on investment? Of course, with a little bit of help. And those are the folks that have typically done pretty well with us.
Talking with Jeff Vermillion, director of the J.D. Brown Center for Entrepreneurship here at York College. What's the future?
Wow, great question. You mentioned
you got a crystal ball.
No, it's funny. I was just talking about this morning. You mentioned we're getting some attention, and
right.
Things are happening. We just hosted the first our inaugural hackathon event, and talk about a cool thing. So, if we're trying to create a culture of entrepreneurship here on campus, we were approached by students that had won the pitch contest and said, Jeff, this has been a great experience for us, but if you really want to go to a place where you know, we're learning, where our the culture of this generation is really kind of focused, it's these hackathon events. So over the last year, they kind of talked me into it.
Screaming and yelling?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was different to me. You know, right. 36 hours of innovation and collaboration and being in close quarters with one another and working together to solve problems, you know, to benefit the community, solve problems to potentially have a commercial application. All sounds great, but when you think about it, 36 straight hours. I said, are you guys sure that this is going to sell?
A lot of coffee.
They had a Red Bull, a lot of Red Bull. but yeah, we hosted it down at the Yorktown event, one of the last events held at the hotel before they put it on ice for two years here, but to get renovated. We had about 100 students, including about 20, say, from your college, but another 80 from across the Commonwealth,
wow,
as far away as Canada. James Madison University and others from outside the state came together around a really successful event, and I really think that that's going to be kind of a signature event for the Brown Center going forward. And it's just opens up a whole new way for us to introduce our students to the world and the world back to your college, because they're really coming from that far. It was really kind of cool to watch.
What do you envision down the road? Obviously, the hackathon, great, but you kind of have to, that's one event. Mm-hmm. You've got to fill out the rest of the year. What do you envision? Do you envision this growing bigger than it currently is?
I think there's a lot of room for us to work a little closer with our friends at the Graham School of Business, for example.
Okay.
It's one thing to have innovation, and one of the cool things about the Kinsley disciplines are that these students are learning how to do stuff. Students in the Graham School are learning how to commercialize things,
right,
and market things and sell things and promote things. Cracking that code to be able to bring the talents and the kind of the curriculums from those two different places, both equally challenging too. So
absolutely.
And rigorous. So how do you wedge a couple of things together? How do you do that? I think that's really where we need to go, Jeff. And if we're going to go to that proverbial next level, it are the schools that have figured out how to do it. And I'm really excited about Dr. Norrie coming on board. We've got our inaugural dean for the Graham School of Business.
Right.
Comes from a startup background. He's an engineer and a JD.
Hmm.
We've had some great talks, and we've got great partners in place at Kinsley with Tim Garrison and Professor Hake and others. And I think that's really going to be fun. And we've got terrific students.
Yeah, and it has to be a cooperative effort. It has to be across multiple disciplines. I'm sure that if you talk to other disciplines, you might talk to us at, you know, the radio station or our television. It has to be across multiple disciplines for it to be successful, right?
Absolutely. And one of the cool things working with our alums and friends of the college that I've identified them as themselves as entrepreneurs first. Surprising how many weren't business majors.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that is something that we're really trying to harness. And if we can continue to spread those arms open and bring them in, I think it can only get that much better.
Jeff Vermillion, director of the J.D. Brown Center for Entrepreneurship, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Jeff. This was fun.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. York College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of York College. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.